prize money from a national newspaper for their stock market forecasts. They've added that to their own portfolio, the value of which has more than doubled in the past year. Three of the six strong group are here tonight. They're with me in the studio. Good evening to you. Kim Pym, Dave Gaskell and Chris Beckett. Well, are you going to give me some tips later?
I'll try.
Yeah, big boy in the 3:30 at Kempton. Anyway, right, okay, Kit, explain first of all, what's an investment club all about? How does it work?
An investment club is actually a group that gets together and has an interest in investing, generally speaking, on the stock market, investing generally. It's a properly formed legal entity. You have to register it with the Land Revenue, and usually they meet kind of monthly, and they discuss the pooling of resources to buy shares.
And, what did you have to do to win this competition?
It's a bit like Bruce Forsyth's Price is Right. The mirror give you 10 shares, and you have to decide whether they're going to be higher or lower or stay the same value on a certain date in the future. And so for those 10, if you've got all 10, there's a tiebreaker. And that's what we did.
Dave Gaskell, you seem to have done very well, actually, don't you?
Well, yes, I mean, we won the last competition that the Mirror ran in 1999 and the first one in 2000. So, yes, if we can win it again next month, then people start complaining, I think.
So you've won it before. You're obviously looking at winning it again. What would you say is the secret of your success?
I'm not sure there is one, actually. It's just a case of what we try to do is each of us tries to predict which of the 10 are going to go up and down. We just basically pool all our ideas together and just submit it as late as we possibly can so we can get as much of what actually has happened into the prediction.
Chris Beckett, I mean, it can't possibly all just be guesswork. It can't be as easy as Dave's making out, can it?
It's largely guesswork, yeah. We entered the competition a lot of times before we won. But yeah, it's basically just sort of feeling the general mood of the market and just taking a gut feel for it and yeah.
Now you all work in the IT field, and of course, as we've seen over the last couple of years, information technology shares have been the ones to have. That must have helped, mustn't it, Kit?
Well, it's helped our particular portfolio because we feel comfortable buying those shares, and there is this trend at the moment, and we are basically on that wave. We expect the bubble will burst probably sometime this year, and that'll be the time to sell out and find the next new interesting sector.
I mean, a friend of mine who does a bit of dabbling on the stock market has always said that it's not necessarily all about knowing when to buy, it's knowing when to sell. Is that the kind of advice you give, Dave?
Yes, but we haven't actually managed to sell one yet, in as much as the only stock we've had that we have sold was because another company bought them out.
All right.
So I totally agree that all our profits at the moment are paper profits until we actually sell something and make some profit out of it, really. Then the key is when to sell.
Mm. Of course, it is a risky business as well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this time tomorrow it could all be penniless on paper, couldn't we?
Well, in principle we could be.
So basically what we're saying, Chris, is if you're looking at investing the last of your family savings on the stock market, not necessarily a good idea.
Indeed not, no.
it must be a bit like backing horses in a way. You've got to be prepared to lose the money and be able to afford
that's
to lose
it. That's right, yes. The money we put in is money that, yes, we can afford to lose it, although, yeah, it's unlikely that it would all disappear overnight. So.
Mm. Are you not tempted to give up your day jobs and actually concentrate on this as a career?
I think that's a longer-term aspiration.
Oh, right, yes. So the Rolling Stock Investment Club could soon have branches across the world?
Yes, it'd be nice, yes.
Okay, well done. Thanks to the three of you for coming in this evening. That's Kit Pym, Dave Gaskell and Chris Beckett. You're listening to the Drive Time programme. It's 6 minutes to 6.